Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Devin Haney has tweeted out, Leroy, by the way, that he has the bet has been honored. I don't know if he got Venmo'd $1.5 million, but he says that that Ryan Garcia has honored the $1.5 million handshake agreement.
I would say they just take it out of the purse.
Yeah, they're probably just shuffling around. But anyway, definitely something to keep an eye on. We will talk a little boxing coming up later on this hour with Aaliyah Orozco. She has covered boxing for Overtime and DAZN. So we'll talk about this upcoming matchup with her. We'll also want to get to a little hockey as well, as the Panthers are getting set for game one of their first round series against the Tampa Bay Lightning, those dastardly Tampa Bay Lightning. We hate their ass.
And this is Evan's first year, right? So
yeah,
he doesn't fully. I wonder if they let him know what's up with Tampa Bay.
I don't know.
They probably have, though, because they've played together before.
One would think. Yeah, one would think that he is. He's got to be in on the rivalry and figure things out on where things are. I would think so. If not, I'll let him know.
Yeah, it's
not
Tampa
so long
and Carolina.
Ago they played together. Come on, guys.
It's Tampa and Carolina, right? Those two teams.
I don't like Carolina either. Yeah, that's definitely in there for sure. Definitely in there for sure. We got him, Marcos. He's on the line. All right, cool. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Evan Rodriguez joining us here from the Florida Panthers. Evan, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
We were just discussing this before while you were connecting. When you got here, Evan, did you realize how much we hate Tampa's ass? And can you just make quick work of them, please? Because man, we really hate them. They've brought a lot of heartache.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. It's always fun being a part of rivalry games and rivalry series, and we'll definitely look to get on the right end of this one.
Have you ever found yourself in the flip side of it? Like, oh man, I was on this side of a rivalry, and then it's like, oh, now I'm on the other side of it. Is that weird for a professional athlete? When that happens, like, oh, you were with us, and now you're against us.
I've never had that in my career. I can imagine for some guys, it'd probably be a little weird. Usually when you're a part of a team, you're close with a lot of the guys, and flipping over to the far side and the other side, I guess, and getting those competitive juices going and, fighting against guys that are probably some of your close friends would be a little difficult. But, at the end of the game, or at the end of the day, we're all really competitive people, and, you're going to bring your best no matter what.
Evan, that did happen to me. I was playing for one team, and then 2 weeks later I was on the other team. It was kind of weird. Like it's just a weird dynamic. Game planning for a team that you end up being on. Like, yeah, it was a weird
thing. And then you can kind of give the inside scoop a little bit.
A little bit. But it was just, I just felt like just really awkward, like walking into the locker room and, you know, like you don't know how to act. But I would imagine going into, you know, these playoffs and kind of getting everything on, you know, like you guys had a struggle for about a couple of weeks there and getting everything going and kind of getting a feel for, you know, what playoff hockey is going to be like. You got to feel good going into these playoffs, right? Just because of how you were able to kind of right the ship at the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I think as a group, you know, our team's kind of built for the playoffs a little bit. And once you clinch and, you know, we put ourselves in a pretty good spot, it's, you know, when you play 82 games, it's easy to take your foot off the gas. And we kind of knew where we were at as a team. And, you know, going into playoffs, you don't want to get hurt. And, you know, you might take games a little easier. But, you know, our coaching staff, all the players, you know, we all have full faith in each other. And, you know, I think especially in the last game, too, when we knew we had to turn it on and, you know, we knew if we won, we could clinch the division. You saw exactly what kind of our team is when we're all going and all pulling on the rope. And, you know, I think you're going to see that from the drop of the puck in game one. And we're going to get right back to, you know, that hard-nosed game that we like to play.
Was there ever a point, Evan, during the struggles that you were nervous you guys couldn't get back there? Because your coach never seemed to waver. He always seemed pretty even keel after every game where I listened to his press conferences, and he never seemed to waver. But I guess you personally, was there ever a thought of, man, what happened to that team that was beating the brakes off of everybody in the middle of the year? What was maybe any concern level that you had that you couldn't get back to it?
No, I don't. I honestly don't think there was. I think as, you know, from, again, like I said, from coaching staff to players, it was, we kind of knew where we were at. We would have, you know, liked to win some of those games. And, you know, you want to win every game, obviously. But we knew exactly the type of team we had, and we knew exactly, you know, what we were going to bring come playoffs. Again, like I said, we're a hard-nosed team, and it's hard to do that for 82 games. And I think, you know, we took our foot off the gas a little bit. But we, you know, as a whole, we knew come game one and come the end of the year that we were going to turn it on, and we'll be ready to go, right, like I said, right when the puck drop.
Is Paul Maurice that mellow with you guys at practice? I can't believe how calm and, hey, we know exactly what's going on, and you know, I'm happy where my guys. Is he that way all the time? Because this would be a first for me to see a coach that mellow.
No, definitely not. He's, I would say for the most part, he's maybe a little bit of the opposite. He knows how, he's really good at reading a room, and he knows when he needs to get us amped up, and he knows when it's time to be calm. And I think it's actually, you know, a really good quality that he has. And I think he just knew where we were in the season and where our mindset was at. And, you know, but it wasn't like that the first, you know, 40, 50 games of the year. It was very much, you know, enthusiastic and, you know, hard. And I think in the playoffs it'll, you know, be like that again. He's very good at reading our locker room, and he's very good at knowing what we need as a group. And he's done a great job with it all year long.
Evan, like, what changes once we get to Sunday, intensity wise and playoff hockey? Everybody talks about it. It's like no other sport, the way the desperation picks up. So I guess from your standpoint, what changes the most once it gets to postseason time?
It's just the physicality, I think, of it. It's, you know, you don't go into a game feeling 100% ever. There's always, you know, bumps and bruises, and you see a lot more block shots and, you know, a lot more hits. And you kind of put your body through, you almost prepare yourself for going to war for 2 months. And that's what kind of what it you know, that's the mindset you have, is that this is going to be the hardest 2 months of the year. And, yeah, it's the physicality is just, it just ramps up like, you know, you couldn't imagine. And it makes the game a lot of fun. But, you know, you hear people say playoff hockey a lot because you couldn't play playoff hockey for 82 games. It's just, your body wouldn't hold up. And, you know, when the Stanley Cup's on the line, then, you know, you kind of put everything out there and give it your all, I guess.
Talking to Evan Rodriguez, Panthers start their first round series with the Lightning on Sunday at 12:30 from Amerant Bank Arena. You've gotten an incredible year from your goalie tandem of Sergei Bobrovsky and Stolarz. They've been really, really impressive, Evan. What can you say about just the idea that these guys on a given night just really seem to give you a chance every single time they're in between the pipes?
Oh, it's been awesome. I think it gives our whole group the ability to, you know, be aggressive and, you know, we say things like hold the blue lines and stuff. It gives our D the chance to pinch in on pucks, because if anything gets by them, you know we have those guys back there to bail us out. And, yeah, they've been rocks for us all year, and we've had the utmost confidence in both those guys. And, yeah, I can't say enough good things about them as obviously goalies, but as people too. And, yeah, it's definitely a nice feeling having, you know, all the confidence in the world in your goaltenders, especially going into playoffs. It can be a difference maker. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching, you know, both those guys here on this run.
Now, Evan, we see in hockey, you guys are familiar with teeth flying out. One of our coworkers, he was doing his radio show yesterday, and in the midst of the show, his front tooth flew out. When this happens on the ice, does the Zamboni people, the ice crew, do they got to go scrounging and looking for the tooth? Do you immediately like know you're going to have to go fake tooth? Like, what happens in a situation like this?
Usually the ice crew comes out, might shovel it out, or some guys might just pick it up. You know, it kind of depends if the tooth is, you know, fake already and it just pops out, or if it's, you know, just a fresh, either, you know, puck to the teeth or whatever it might be. It's probably a little bit more painful than a fake one coming out. But, yeah, I would say someone's picking it up, and it's usually there's probably usually a little bit of a crime scene there, so they're probably a little easy to find. You just kind of follow and trace the blood, I guess, for the most part.
Evan, you're not putting it, if it's a fake tooth, you're not putting it back in your mouth, are you?
I don't think so. I don't know. Mine are real. So
you said,
I
said
think,
coworker.
I don't think you'd play for. I don't think you'd play with one if you had it. I don't really know. I might be the wrong guy to ask.
Because said coworker picked up his tooth and put it back in his mouth.
5-second rule, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you give it a little. Little sanitizer, a little Listerine.
That's what I said. You gotta brush it out.
Yeah.
You gotta brush it. Yeah. Dip it in some mouthwash. Something.
So wait, you've gone your entire career having no teeth issues. Do you always go like mouth guard or you keep the chiclet safe? Have you ever been in danger?
I got hit once and knocked my front four. They got bent backwards. None of them fell out. I had to actually bite on like a popsicle stick and like get them back forwards. They were like pushed, I guess, back in my mouth. If I'm explaining
teeth don't
that properly.
Work like that?
But I don't know how to explain it. They got pushed backwards, like angled backwards. So that's the only thing I've had. But it didn't break my jaw or anything, so I was able to get them back. And I probably jinxed myself now.
I'm sorry, yes. You're going to think those bastards, they got me. They ruined my run. Have you? Because like I'm watching these games, I watch Kachuk chew that mouth guard to mince meat. I'm like, that's not protecting anything. He doesn't seem like he's really using that for its purpose.
No, I think his might be a little bit more of a chew toy than a mouth guard. But hey, to each their own. It's clearly working for him, so maybe some more people should try that.
Evan, we appreciate it, man. Best of luck on this playoff run, man. Thanks for having some fun with us this afternoon, and we can't wait for Sunday, man.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, guys. Anytime. Appreciate you having me.
Evan Rodriguez, hey, first season with the
Cats. First of all, let me explain something to you. I don't know what world he lives in, but I had the same thing happen to him.
You had your teeth bent back?
No. Here's what happened. So I was in college, right? And the fullback, the guy I sent a picture of to you, who I saw on TV, he was the fullback. We were on goal line. I got tripped, and he was in front of me. And his foot came up and hit me right here, right? Oh. So all these teeth were like potato chips, and I broke my jaw.
Oh, my God.
I don't know nothing about being bent back or whatever.
He put a popsicle. He had to push.
Should have gotten a popsicle.
Popsicle.
No, I had no teeth. I had Nestle Crunch in my hand. The teeth were
crawling. No, but he never lost them. It was kind of like you ever see on Looney Tunes where they're dangling.
No,
everything goes back to a cartoon.
Wait, so you picture him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Right? With a popsicle stick, and all like thing that comes to mind is Looney Tunes.
I'm gonna be so like I'm gonna feel terrible if Evan Rodriguez
if he loses a tooth.
First playoff game, he goes
oh, all bastards. On you.
Those that bastards. Would be the case.
So now we the tooth mush.
Yeah.
Tooth so mush. Like yeah,
dude, the tooth fairy.
Can I tell you though?
Yep.
There's a bunch of guys that play in the NFL that don't wear a mouthpiece. Robert didn't wear a mouthpiece, right? And he scored a touchdown. And one of the offensive linemen turned around and headbutted him, but it missed.
Oh, thank
and
God.
Hit him in the mouth, and he lost a tooth.
Oh, my right? God.
And so it's like, yeah, dude, like I wear a mouthpiece. I did everything. I had to wear a double mouthpiece for a while.
That's so cool.
And still, like, yeah, man, I see guys getting their teeth knocked out. It is not. And like, hey, why don't you wear a mouthpiece? I don't need no mouthpiece, dude. That's what they tell me.
Damage okay. is done.
Yeah. Now you got one missing chiclet.
Speaking of damage is done, Brooks and Dunn. If you guys want to go see Brooks and Dunn, our final pair of tickets to give away to Brooks and Dunn and their Reboot 2024 tour. Coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm, Friday, May 3rd. It's a Live Nation show. If you guys want to win right now, call her 5 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Call her 5 and win those tickets from Brooks and done. Back with more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who's going to join us from DAZN? Aaliyah Orozco is going to join us from DAZN. Talk some Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney with her coming up in about 10 minutes. We have Leroy first.
What's up?
Give us a little weekend weather, dude, from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
So, again, because it's warming up and this winds are coming out of the east, very light winds.
You guys ever feel like when Leroy's doing this, like he's like in the crawl space because we put the window.
Very light winds, almost nothing. I'm gonna go ahead and only give it 5 miles an hour, but I don't see nothing moving. Mm. Oh, I see. There's a little tree up there moving. Hold on. Winds have switched. Now they're coming out of the west, northwest. Let me see. Nothing's moving. I promise you, nothing's moving.
Deadsville?
I'm going to go ahead and still keep giving it an easterly wind, and I'm going to say it's about 83 degrees. Winds are very light at 5 miles an hour, so it might feel a little bit warmer because you don't have a breeze.
Barely any leaves are moving.
How did he do, Evan Rodriguez?
That's a point. It is currently 86 degrees. Winds coming out of the east. They have them listed at about 10 miles per hour.
No, it ain't going 10 miles an hour. I promise you that.
All right.
Nah.
I promise you that.
Be on the lookout this weekend as temperatures can exceed 90 degrees.
Yeah. Soupy.
Should be a soupy weekend indeed. Stay indoors.
We had Evan Rodriguez on, so we got to do headlines here, which are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks. So, can I interest you in a little, hold on, I think Mima can hear me. Zucchini bread.
No.
What?
No. That's what I said.
What does that mean?
You're whispering now.
It's bread.
How does that look like?
No.
It looks like...
It sounds like something Big Spoon made Mima cook. That's what it sounds like.
No, Mima went. She went rogue. She made. She said it's like cake. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's like cake. It has bread in it.
And the zucchini.
Is this zucchini green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, should I try it?
Try it.
I mean, you gotta zucchini try bread. It.
I like it.
You gotta try it. I mean, you can't be rude, but
it's mean.
I'm not there. I'm not trying it.
Can I just tell you? Like, do I eat bread? Yeah, but you know what I eat bread? To make a damn sandwich.
Mm. No, I said, I've never heard of zucchini bread. That sounds like two things that don't match.
Looking at it too, it doesn't necessarily look too appetizing. It looks almost like that raisin bread, but instead of raisins, it's just pieces of zucchini.
That zucchini is, ugh.
What?
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you
That's
oh.
it.
Oh, God.
Okay, that sounds...
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, you could probably eat that.
No.
What is that?
I don't think it'll be that bad.
Here.
So many better things you can put in bread.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Take the one thing I enjoy and combine it with the one thing I hate. The good doesn't outweigh the bad. Right?
Jeez, man. All right.
Just ruined his Friday.
I don't like it. All right, let's get to this. Just to let you guys know, Heat tonight.
When are you gonna head down?
Probably like around 2:30.
Mm. Really? Wow. It
takes me a long time. Hey, listen, I live far from the arena, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
plus far from the arena. I like beating traffic. I'm not a big fan of traffic.
You ain't missing traffic. It's Friday, dude. You gonna get traffic.
Yeah, good
He's
point.
He's got to clock into his job across the street at Bayside. I know you.
It's not my job,
them.
Dude.
I know you work for them.
It's approved.
I know you work for them.
Hey,
I'm gonna take some Instagram stories there today. It's beautiful.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
you best believe. Every time I talk now, I'll make sure.
Oh, hey, checking your chick list.
Yeah,
you're nervous. Hey. But to let people know that there are still tickets available if you guys want to go today, heat.com/postseason tickets. If
you know how these Heat fans are down here.
Late?
No.
Fickle?
You think all the tickets will get sold?
Yeah, I think beforehand. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That building always, one way or another, by the time the middle of that first quarter, it usually is packed. So
middle of the first quarter. Like you can't. Nobody's going to a game. Nobody's going to a game early enough where they got to get beer, right? They're going get their beer and then show up to their seat late. But they ain't saying we got to go 30 minutes or 40 minutes earlier.
I'm just letting people know, like, look, it's a 7 o'clock start tonight. So just if you're going to the game and you have tickets, if you're a season ticket holder, just like obviously, you know, because usually Friday night games start later. That's like been a thing. They usually. Weekday games start at 7:30. Friday games always start at 8, but because it's a national TV game, they're starting it early. So just,
right,
you know.
Plus, keep in mind, also, both teams are in very similar time zones. So you don't have that East Coast, West Coast thing. You see what I'm saying?
You want the Goosies?
All right, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Caleb Martin, mm-hmm. who you know lost us the first playing game. Brick two free throws. Got the crowd back into it. Bricking for chicken. He says, quote, obviously, JB going down is a big hit. But like the coaches say, we have enough. We have more than enough.
Whoa. I've said that more times than you have this year.
Caleb Martin saying it now, though, dude. Caleb Martin saying it now, dude.
Earlier, and that didn't give you the gooses.
No, but you're not Caleb Martin.
Caleb.
You were hating on him yesterday.
He lost us the game.
How did he lose you the game?
He bricked for chick.
Bricking for chicken.
Bricking for chicken. You lost me the game.
I got to tell you, though, that is one hell of a game ops. Bricking for chicken.
It's great game ops. They used to do, I don't know if they still did it this year, but they used to do Pollo Tropical for us. They made a show, Pollo! I don't know if you won anything, though.
You just yelled it? What is it?
I kept yelling Boyo, and I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I mean, that's
the code. They gave us a code.
You had to scan the QR code, and I thought you got free chicken.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was a bowl. Like a choppy chop.
It would be great, though, if you got... See, here's the thing. It would be great if they could give out the chicken immediately. Like, if they bricks the... If he brickens for the chicken...
You can't cook that much chicken.
They have it in reserve. Have a chicken reserve.
Oh, everyone just walk out. Chicken. That'd be nice.
At least for the section behind the basket. So they're all eating the chicken.
Mm.
I think it'd be a great move. Game ops, dude.
Game ops.
Get Michael McCullough on the line.
I'll call him.
Next idea.
He will hang up on you.
I don't think he will.
Can I just say this, J-Fig? Between all the times we've seen him in person and all the times we interviewed him, if he hasn't hung up on us already, we good. Because let me tell you. Mike. He's like,
here comes the ideas, man. I got something for you.
They see you in the hallway.
Hear me out.
Mike.
He won't see us.
Mike, and I'm just shaking my head. Mike, no, Mike.
Caleb says we have enough, though, dude. He says we have enough.
Yeah. Well, like, he plays a role in that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Zane. When the guy who's actually playing on the court says we have enough, okay.
Everybody thinks you guys are dead. Everybody thinks that Jimmy Butler being gone means you can't get on to the next round and take game one against the Celtics.
You've already planned the next two victories.
Let me just tell you something. They're wrong. All right? We go in there tonight. You give the ball to Nikola Jovic and you get the hell out of the way. All right? Nico, this is his time. His time to shine.
So you don't want the ball in Tyler's hands?
I mean, he can sit there. If Nico wants to do a behind-the-back pass to Tyler Herro to shoot a three, I'm all for it. Hmm. But he gets the keys, okay?
Huh. What about a little vehicular fire drill? You guys ever heard of that?
What?
You ever did that? Yeah, you pull up to a red light. It has a name.
You pull up to the red light, and then everybody switch seats.
Everybody gets out of the car. Everyone runs around the car. Driver switch seats.
You want to just keep switching the driver?
That's what we're doing tonight, baby.
Interesting.
A little bit of vehicular, because he had to change the name, fire drill.
Mm.
Look at that.
So everybody gets a chance with the keys.
Can I just tell you, Marcos?
Everyone gets a chance at the driver's seat, baby.
Can I just tell you, Marcos?
Yeah.
He's right, though.
You have entered the realm of Tobin.
Hmm.
Congratulations, Marcos.
Oh, man.
Welcome,
really
dude. Really nice. Hey, welcome.
That might be the dumbest crap I've ever heard.
What do you mean? That's a good point. You know, everyone gets a chance in the driver's seat.
Or everybody gets a little piece of the key lime pie. Piece of key for you. Piece of the key for you.
Take it.
Oh, what's that? Delicious.
Wow.
A lot more delicious than what I got
going on. Oh, that zucchini bread can go to hell.
I'd rather eat zucchini than key lime pie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
I tell you what. You may be right, but here's what changed my world. Key lime cheesecake.
Oh, dude.
That's good.
What?
Because here, the reason why I don't like key lime pie is the texture. Too soft. But key lime cheesecake firms up a little bit. Yeah. You don't like key limes.
I don't like key lime, though.
Why? Maybe key lime don't like your ass.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Mutual. It's a mutual feeling.
Wow. I got to tell you this.
Why don't you like key lime?
I don't like it.
You like regular limes?
Yeah, but not in my dessert.
Really?
Yeah.
Like lemon meringue pie?
Are we just going to
he just list wants all your pies? Citrus.
She almost threw up.
Tell me about all your dessert opinions.
She almost threw up in her mouth. She almost threw up in her mouth.
That shirt's feeling a little bit itchy. I might need to go change it. Let's talk some boxing. Aliyah Orozco. She's going to join us from DAZN. We'll talk a little Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia with her coming up next. All right, welcome back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we love the fight game around these parts. And Aliyah Orozco joining us here on the show. She is the new ringside reporter for Overtime on DAZN. Aliyah, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you. How excited are you about this this opportunity with Overtime and DAZN? This got to be a very cool thing for your career.
It is. I'm so excited. This is what I've been working so hard for. So I was so pumped when I found out the news. I just did my last show with them last month. And it was everything and more. And I'm about to go this next week back to Overtime. They have a fight on the 19th. It's going to be a great card. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, I just love the sport. So it's just such an honor to be a part of it. What they're doing is really exciting. They're really targeting the next generation of boxing fans and fighters. So being a part of that is the greatest honor.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time right now because you're seeing, like, you know, PBC going over to Amazon and you're seeing a lot of shifts in the sport. So what do you think from your perspective of covering the sport right now? Like, what is, like, the things coming along that interest you as far as, like, grabbing the young fans' attention?
Yeah, totally. I think kind of doing something new. I feel like we've seen kind of the same thing for a lot of years. And I think sometimes things work for a while, but then the world changes. We're constantly evolving and changing, and now it is a different generation. So for me, I really like to ask different questions in my interviews. That's what really kind of helped me become successful in this sport and blow up more on TikTok and Instagram was when I entered the sport, I would do kind of different interviews asking the fighters fun questions, and they would always go viral because you kind of get to see a different side of the fighter that you don't get to see all the time with just the basic questions of, like, what are you looking for? Like with this fight, something like that, of kind of keeping it not so much always focused on the fight, but just about their lives and who they are and why they got in the sport. Just all the fun questions that really make up a person and allows us to resonate with them.
So Ali, we have you have a big fight coming up that you're covering on the 19th, but that same weekend, we're getting ready for Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Been a very crazy buildup to this fight. Most of it surrounding Ryan Garcia. Are you worried about him at all? Like, what have you made of all of this? The social media posts, the disappearance of social media, the comeback to social media. What, well, I guess Ryan Garcia's whole saga in the lead up to this thing. Do you feel like it's just promotion, or is there something to really be worried about here with him?
You know what? I'm really trying to figure that out myself, but I feel like he's done a great job at getting all these people involved. Cause even people in my life who, like, don't even talk boxing with me are, like, all engaged in what's going on with Ryan Garcia. So I'm like, he captivated the whole world. So I'm proud of him for that. But I hope more than anything, he's okay, because it was honestly pretty concerning. And I interviewed his mom at the press conference in LA for Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, you know, and she was telling me to keep him in your prayers and just the different things that he went through this past year. So for me, he is a real person and he is going through some hard times in his life right now. So I don't think it's fake. And I think I have been praying for him and his family, but he looks way better now. I feel like he's ready for this fight. he definitely had that turnaround. I wasn't sure how that was going to go once he left social media and if the fight was going to go on, but I've been seeing his training videos. He seems ready for the fight. Everyone's been promoting it. So it looks good now, but I'm praying he's okay. What did you think about it?
I didn't know. Like, I thought some of it was legit. And then I'm like, getting to the point where like, well, this guy blew up as a social. He's such a fascinating fighter to me because he's not only talented, but his fame blew up so fast in a unique way. Like, who wasn't captivated by watching him, you know, hit the Cobra bag a gazillion times and then body shot challenge. And like, he's the one who kind of made all that stuff mainstream. It's like kind of the new age Mayweather thing where like Mayweather, we all got into his 24/7. He's doing it, but it's like, it's right here. It's all on your phone. So I didn't know. Cause he would be very good at making a conspiracy around his fights. But I don't want to think that because obviously it's concerning. But so I don't know. I don't. That's I'm kind of where you're at. Like, I hope he's okay. But there's part of me that's like, oh, maybe this is all just for promotion because it'll make him and Devin a lot of money.
No, yeah, everyone is talking about the fight now. So that part of it's great. But yeah, I don't know. So let's see how the fight goes and all that because I'm curious too. I think the whole world is kind of.
Absolutely. What have you made recently? Canelo Alvarez is, going to be fighting Jaime Munguia coming up in May. I'm sure you'll be, boots on the ground with all that stuff. But the criticisms he's faced of not facing David Benavidez, this is another one I'm a little bit torn on because I feel like Canelo's done everything in the sport, but I'm a greedy fan and I want to see the fights that I want to see. So what have you made of him choosing Jaime Munguia and very much seeming like he's avoiding the whole David Benavidez saga?
Totally. I mean, I would love to see that fight too, but like you said, I just feel like Canelo worked so hard in the sport. Like, I feel like he deserves to sit on the throne now and kind of be able to be like, you know what? I don't think this fight will be the best for my career. And I kind of saw his breakdown and they were saying like, if he did do that, like there would probably be a rehydration clause, but then at the end of it, he would probably be, if he lost, be talking crap, be talking bad about it and say, blame it on the rehydration clause. So Canelo is saying it's kind of just not worth it for him of like, no matter what, it's kind of going to be a lose-lose for him. So I feel like he kind of deserved the spot he's in now. But I mean, I hope that fight gets made eventually because that would be an epic one. But I also think Jaime Munguia is going to be a great opponent. Like, I definitely don't think this is one to write off because he is definitely up and coming. He has a very strong ring IQ. And just like, I feel like when Canelo got in the ring with Floyd and Floyd giving him that chance, it's kind of Canelo giving the next generation his chance. And I mean, he's the younger guy. So let's see. I don't think Canelo's ready to give up his title. And I don't think it's going to be an easy fight at all. So, and it's on Cinco de Mayo weekend, like two Mexicans. It hasn't been for like a few years that Canelo has fought another Mexican. So I'm excited for this fight.
Yeah, I am too. I think that Jaime is a really fun fighter, so I think it's impossible for it to be a boring fight. It's like you say, though, it's just my greed as a fan. It's like I want, because we were in Vegas for Crawford and Spence, and when Crawford started talking about fighting Canelo, and I'm just like, well, if he's actually got the guts to step up three weight classes to do it, I would be like beside myself. That'd be one of the coolest things ever. But Canelo was like, I'm not going to win anything out of that either because everyone's going to say I'm going to pick on a small guy. So my only quibble with Canelo right now is like, what is going to make you happy? Like, because you used to be the guy who would go up and take big swings. So like, what's the sweet spot for him anymore? Maybe there's not, because you get to a certain point in the sport where you're making a ton of money. You just probably want to get out of it healthy and, making as much dough as possible. I don't know what the right answer is.
I know, either do I. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, just kind of with the point he's at in his career. But also, I feel like there's not really anybody else in his division that could probably be like as big as of a fight as David Benavidez. So that's why I'm curious to kind of see what his next fight's going to be, because he kind of already fought all the biggest names. He's already done everything he could. So I'm really curious to see his next fights.
What is your intrigue with the Usyk and Tyson Fury fight coming on up? I'm very curious to see like what Tyson Fury looks like in this one. What about you in this heavyweight title matchup?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to Saudi Arabia for this one. So I'm pumped for this fight. I'm going to watch it up close. I've never got to meet Tyson or Usyk, so I'm hoping to meet them, But yeah, I don't know. I just saw Tyson, one of his interviews after, and he was saying he's not really nervous about the Usyk fight because he is a smaller guy. So I don't really know either, because that's what's so, I think that's why I love boxing so much. It's so unpredictable. Like, at any point, the underdog can win. At any point, they could have an off day or their mindset's a little bit different and something can go wrong. So I'm curious about this one, but Tyson's a great fighter, so I just can't wait to watch him up close.
Aliyah Roscoe, thanks so much for giving us some time. We're very much looking forward to seeing your coverage. Where can people follow you when, if they're into your coverage coming up for the fight coming up next week on the 19th? And just along the way, you're going to be boots on the ground for Saudi Arabia for the Fury fights and all the big events coming on up. Where can people follow your work?
Thank you so much. I loved being on the show. I love Miami, so this was a really big moment for me. But you guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Aliyah Orozco, which is AliyahOrozco. You'll see all my interviews on there, and there will be some pretty fun ones. So stay tuned for those.
We appreciate the time, Aliyah. Thanks so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.